Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, looking well yesterday as I looked through the glass at you. Now I'm back to where we were last Friday and Saturday.
This is where we like it, right?
Atlanta, yeah. Well, it's been chilly here. It's not like it was when we were here. It was windy last night and kind of cold. Temperature about 39 degrees here now, but it certainly is better than what the folks in New England are working through. We have 64 inches of snow on the ground level at the farm. Since 2 weeks ago, and there is more on the way. There were 8 inches yesterday.
Wow.
Expected to have more, 10 or 12 inches more today, maybe into tomorrow, and there is a 100-foot-high pile of snow at one of the farms, because we just have to push it out of the way in order for the cows to be able to get their feed. So we're figuring we'll have snow into June.
Wow.
It's just amazing. All right, let's do good news here. You want this is good news if you're gay, I guess. A lot of people think that the Supreme Court, what's their SCOTUS, right? Is that what they are called? SCOTUS? Yeah. What is that? Supreme Court
of the United States.
Okay, man. See, I figured that out all by myself.
There you go.
They are refusing to block same-sex unions in Alabama. There was a court case yesterday, or they are working over this issue in a way that seems like going state to state. But if they say it's okay for a gay marriage in Alabama, I'm guessing that's a signal that it intends to okay gay marriage all around the country. Anybody disagree with that? And does anybody have a problem with that? Kenny, you have a problem with that?
Not at all.
Do you have friends or relatives or anybody that doesn't like this?
Not that I know of.
No. Do they know your position? They probably wouldn't argue with you if they knew what your position was. Most people will not. If they know what your position is and you have a disagreement, most people won't. They won't challenge you. They won't make, you know, they make hay, if you will, out of it. Richie, what do you care?
No.
There's a little reservation there.
Hey, man, whatever you want to do, it's fine.
Really? But why are you reserved? Why aren't you enthusiastic?
I'm reserved.
Yeah, you are kind of.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't care what you want to do. It may not be for me, but I don't care what you want to do.
Right.
Whatever.
All right.
Here it is. I'm tired of fighting over it.
Yes, it's foolish. It gets you nowhere.
It's boring.
It is. It doesn't.
I'm tired of fighting over it.
Yeah, it's an issue that is a non-issue, really.
Right. I don't believe the state should be involved in my marriage.
No.
Much less anybody else.
Exactly. Yes, that's an excellent way of putting it.
And
that really is my
favorite
way of looking at it. Yeah, who cares if two people are happy no matter what? And by the way, if they aren't happy, they get divorced just like heterosexual couples. Gay divorces. I mean, sorry, gay marriages end in more divorces than do straight. And maybe say, "Well, see, I told you, it's a bad idea." No, not necessarily. You want good news? There's good news and bad news here. The U.S. Postal Service has posted a 4% increase in operating revenue in the first quarter of the year. That's the good news. Want to know how much they lost in that same period?
Oh, no.
I'm not sure, do I?
$754 million. So they're bringing in more revenue, but they're not able to do much with it because their expenses are so high. And they're all complaining in the Postal Service because it's going to cost more money to deliver the mail. I just wish the hell they would deliver the mail.
What was the issue they had last year where they had to pay off some pensions or have money in a pension fund?
$6 million. Congress made them do it, and that's what screwed it up.
Yeah.
So back to the delivery, where I am, I'm in the rural free delivery zone, and they've changed our delivery to normally 6 to 7 o'clock at night is when we get our mail. We haven't been getting it. I would say over the 3 weeks since all the snow started, we've probably had a regular delivery 3 days out of that time. So there's no mail getting through, no checks are coming through, nothing. Bills, people say, hey, why don't you pay your bill? I'd love to pay it. Where is it?
Through wind and rain and...
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Brian Williams and the continuing saga on this. I was reading some of the posts from various columnists. The guy who writes for Real Clear Politics said, quote, I have no reason to doubt the sincerity of Mr. Williams for embellishing his war correspondent experiences in Iraq. That's what our memories do. They trick us sometimes. It seems that the helicopter that ferried Mr. Williams to a battle zone was not hit by an enemy rocket, which Williams has been claiming for the past couple of years. It's fair to criticize Williams for winging it the way he does, but that's a much different thing from calling him a liar.
You know, last night I started comparing this to the thing that kind of ran Dan Rather out of his chair.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, he accepted a fake document saying that George Bush had some zero attendance in his
right.
military service, and then they found out that the font used in the document wasn't even invented until 15 years later or something like that. And I started to look at the weight that a story and a mistake like that carries versus the weight that something like this carries.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you not trust Brian Williams? Yeah, but, you know, in the end, he hurt himself.
Yes.
And you know, I'm sure everybody's going to go digging through every story that he's ever read.
They are. That's what NBC News is doing, yeah.
Us mm-hmm. In one of these kinds of things. But that's kind of where I am right now is, you know, okay.
Well, there are a lot of people complaining, and I don't know what for. Just don't watch the news if you don't like them. You don't believe them. The news ratings are, according to Kenny, way down on NBC Nightly News since last week. Right, Kenny?
People get their news piecemeal now, so wherever you get it.
Off the internet.
You
yeah.
get it on get Facebook. It, I mean, right. So what do you need to watch Brian Williams for?
Yeah, and a lot of people get their news. I find more people tell me about stuff in Twitter than Facebook, frankly, in terms of news that I get from
It's all over the place. It's everywhere. So everybody gets their news everywhere. They
12 after
Brian
the
Williams for a while.
May I say what time it is?
Yeah, please.
12
go.
Past on Good Day.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down by
George! Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he can win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Congratulations to Beverly Pardee from Live Oak, Florida, who was the winner last week of our trip to the beaches. The beaches resorts. I don't know which one did she pick. Do you know Richie, Turks and Caicos?
She has not picked one yet, so we're going to find out this week.
Good. Beverly,
I'm going to highly recommend that she choose Turks and Caicos because it's
you liked it there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, nice there. All right. And the other thing that is in my mind, just quickly, we're going to start this week another contest for a trip to a spa in Colorado. And that's all I remember about it. But when you qualify, participate in any of our contests, we'll qualify you for that drawing, which is, I know the, I just don't have it in the top of my mind or in front of me. It's a beautiful resort. I just can't remember the name of it. But it's in Colorado Springs. Great. Great, 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 great. Some sad news on the fate of Radio Shack. Most everybody knows that they have declared bankruptcy. They asked the judge last week if they could start a liquidation sale. Many of you who went into malls over the weekend and some of the self-standing Radio Shack stores saw everything at 25% off. This week it'll go to 50% off. Then it'll go to 75% off and then 90% off because they want to clean the stores out. They are closing 2,100 of them and they will sell the rest of them. There will be no more Radio Shack, and just not keeping up with the times. That's all. That's it. Under the circumstances, I find something else that's interesting. When I drive across the desert in Southern California on Friday, as I get into Los Angeles, I'm going to see the largest solar power plant ever built. Or they're underway now. The Secretary of the Interior yesterday went to the Desert Sunlight Solar Project in Desert Center, California, which is near Joshua Tree National Park. It's going to power 160,000 California homes. Federal loan of $1.5 billion. The completion there shows that the loan guarantee program is important, and I don't know why all of us don't take advantage of this as we can. It's easier for some because their houses are not are set right where the sun shines, and that's what you have to have. Unfortunately for me, both my barns and both my houses on both the farms are not in a place where we can get solar, but I'm a big supporter. I think
this is a solar farm where birds can bust when they fly over it.
Where they blow up? You think the birds blow up?
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember.
Because of the reflection of all of those mirrors back up into the sky.
Maybe. You can see this thing from outer space. I know that. There's one you can see on Route 95 in Arizona as well.
I think birds, when they fly over, just catch on fire and explode.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. That's a show in itself.
There you go. 19 after the hour and good day.
Really?
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
It's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jen's back tomorrow. TurboTax has a rival called Tax Act. And they have started to lure TurboTax users that are angry. What was the real sum and substance of this problem? They charged too much for something. Isn't that what it was last year?
It used to be for like a Schedule C or, right. or something like that that used to be free and included in the base plan
right.
were now an upgrade, and you didn't find out about this until you had already done all of your taxes, and then it says, okay, here are the extra forms you need to fill out. Oh, by the way, you need to upgrade, and it's $10.
All right.
So then they backed up on that and gave everybody a...
This company, the Tax Act, is going to pay you $1.50 if you file your federal tax returns using their software. They're going to pay you. Take a little shot. That's a big shot.
That
there.
Can't last too long, though.
I wouldn't have thought
that's
so.
That's not a good business model.
Well, yeah. It's a way to get
I'm
attention,
no
though.
I'm Buffett, but...
Yeah, but it's interesting. It really is an interesting reality. Tax Act, if you want to check it out, taxact.com. 21 after.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
One hit wonder time on Good Day. You know who this is?
No.
Really? Yes, you do.
I do?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a challenge. I think before I keep promoting that the winners will be eligible for our next trip, I better find out where it is.
Yeah, I think I've got it right here. Hold on a minute.
Have you? Yeah. Is it the Broadmoor? I want to say the Broadmoor. All right, meanwhile, focus on this song. Concentrate on this artist. One-hit wonder artist. 888-302-3684 if you know who this is. The song is called Why Can't We Live Together?
Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together?
Great question. Evansville, Illinois.
So I got two trips here, Doug.
Yeah, but the one for Colorado.
You want the one for Colorado?
Yeah.
It's the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Airfare is included.
Yeah, it is. Nice. Broadmoor Resort in Colorado. Where's Colorado Springs?
Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Everything's included. So if you want to be eligible for that drawing, which will take place in a month, line yourself up so you get a lot of people. I think we had close to 100 qualified, I think, for the last one, didn't we?
Yep, sure did.
I remember we did. Anyway, want to qualify, 888-302-3684. You'll qualify for this trip to Colorado Springs for you and your family. This fellow earned his chops as a session musician in Memphis. Song, Why Can't We Live Together, known for its simple background, do you think?
It's a drum machine and him on the organ.
And a Hammond organ, that's it?
Yeah, and a Hammond organ.
The early rhythm machine. Record company was about to add a full band to the track, but instead decided to release the demo version, and that's what this is, without any instrumentation at all. quickly reached the top of the pop singles chart. Sold over 2 million copies, this thing.
When was
this? I remember.
What year was this?
This is during this week in 1973, Richie.
Huh.
1973.
I do not recall this song.
No. I was playing it as a disc jockey, frankly, because it was the last year of me being a jock, and I remember this. And having the beginning of it is so long, the intro time is like a minute and a half. You go to sleep.
Yeah.
But an interesting story. This song has been recorded by Stevie Winwood, Maria Muldaur, Carlos Santana, Joan Osborne, but nobody's ever made a hit of it except this fellow. So tell us, this guy couldn't duplicate another top pop single smash, but he's known for this. Now we have to figure out if you know who he is. 888-302-3684. Yes, it was on the top of the charts during this week in 1973. And if I give you too much more information, it's not fair. All right, Darren, where is hello, Darren, where are you?
Walla Walla,
Washington. Walla Walla.
Walla Walla, Washington.
Love Walla Walla, Washington. Say that fast, Richie. Walla Walla, Washington.
Who doesn't love to say Walla Walla, Washington?
Walla Walla, Washington.
Everybody all together right now. Ready? Darren, you too. Ready? Walla Walla, Washington.
Walla Walla, Washington.
Walla Walla, Washington.
Walla Walla. So have you lived there all your life, Darren?
No, I've been there about 26, 27 years.
What was your attraction? Why'd you go there?
Got out of the service, and this is where my mother moved while I was in the service. So.
Isn't it strange we get you to go to places? Good. Yeah. You like living there? Is it a cool place?
Oh, yeah. Pretty nice. I don't like the winter that much, but...
No, it's wet and cold there. Doesn't snow,
yeah.
But it's wet and cold. All right, so what's the name of this artist with the one-hit wonder?
Timmy Thomas.
How did you know that? How did you remember that? We didn't think anybody would come up with this.
I have no idea.
I have four phones.
It's weird.
Really?
The phones exploded.
For some reason, I don't know.
And do they all have the right answer?
Everybody has the right answer.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to qualify them all for the drawing?
That's amazing.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Yeah, qualify everybody for the trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Everybody qualifies. 28 after on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Funny. As I travel around the country, I don't have the access to the same sort of tools that I normally use when I'm in a studio. And so what happens here, I have a lot of information that I glean myself, cut out of newspapers and things that I'll make little notes as I'm driving along in the car, and I'll hear something that was good, and I'll want to, I want to kind of grab onto it as much as I can. But it all happens to be things that I can't make the buttons work fast enough. I have newspaper
iPad,
stuff.
Right?
I'm using my iPad, and it just is very interesting how this stuff just is sort of.
And then you have your newspapers all over the place.
Yeah, I got stuff all. Well, you saw it. You know how I work when I do this. I have stuff all over the place because I want to be able to grab, and sometimes I can do a better job of grabbing things than others. Sometimes I'm very good. good, and I'm thankful that I have a quick memory and a quick mind. I can reach on the floor. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 piles. And I just wanted to go. I wanted to start with something, but I moved one of the piles around. That's what I'm laughing about.
So now you can't remember which pile it's in.
No, I'm okay now, but I didn't have it as I was thinking about. About something else that we were going to do here in this half hour and trying to organize it. People say, you know, it sounds like, well, this is something that everybody can do. I'm not patting myself on the back, but if you don't have some kind of organizational skills, and my organizational skills are not that great, but if you don't have a mind that holds on to this stuff, much of what you hear from me anyway, and Richie and Kenny and Jennifer, is based on something that we saw or something that we heard, and then we sort of twisted around in our own minds. What do I remember about this? Or how can I relate to it? How can I get you to relate to it? And thus, when we talk about the Northeast snow and the records that keep falling because the snow keeps falling, the records are falling, the snow is falling. Under just there, in the last 3 weeks, in my town, we have had over 6 feet of snow. I used inches before, but inches don't have the same impact as feet. 6 feet of snow. We have 20-inch drifts around the house. Some of the windows in my house, you can't see out of them because there's snow piled up around them. We have, around one of the barns, we have snow piled up to 100 feet with a bulldozer pushing up the pile because we have to keep moving it away from the cows in their feedlot. And you can't move any of the manure because all frozen. So it's tough for the cows to stand. It is miserable to be a cow. You think it's miserable to be a human being.
Yeah.
Miserable to be a cow.
Those poor things. I can't even imagine right now.
It is so sad. It really is. It's horrible. It's a horrible existence. Horrible. Anyway, so that's the story. 2,800 flights canceled yesterday just in New England. Because in New York, they didn't have that big a deal. They were I told you when I was driving through, when I left, when did I leave? Sunday morning I left. And when I got to a point in southern New Jersey, just below Edison, the snow, it was like somebody drew a line. The snow was a foot or so deep, and then there's none. And it was that way. Now, I've driven, yesterday morning I was with Richie in the studio in Washington, then I drove down to Atlanta last night, and am here. It is very windy and kind of chilly here today. And tomorrow, let's see, tonight I'll be in Jackson, Mississippi, tomorrow in Dallas, and then to Las Cruces. Ever been there? Anybody ever been to?
I've never been there.
Never been there.
I've never been to New Mexico.
You can hear the program from El Paso KTSM in Las Cruces. Is that, but I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. I'm not. Call me, 888-302-3684. I think it's Las Cruces, but I don't know that for sure. How many people are concerned about what's going on in the Ukraine? Does it affect your life? This is something that's spread all over every newscast, every newspaper, everybody is looking, so they say, for common ground. There were representatives of Russia, Ukraine, Germany, France, and the United States planning a meeting to discuss efforts to reach a ceasefire there. And so why are we so involved in it? Why don't we let them? This is the same thing. Let the Europeans figure it out without us. Same thing in the Middle East. I heard somebody on a program the other day, and I'm trying to remember, it was very well put. And I don't remember what show it was, and it's probably not important. The important thing is what the message was. Why don't we let... Oh, I know. It was on Bill Maher. Bill Maher said this. I was watching it last Friday or maybe a rerun or something, and he, because he's got that HBO show, he can use whatever expletive deleted doesn't have to be deleted.
Right.
So he said, why don't we let those MFers down there fix their own problems? We don't need to be there. I thought that was kind of interesting coming from him. And not what he said, but, you know, the focus on let them fix it for themselves. What?
I don't know that Vladimir Putin, would take a European-only...
You think the United States has to be there to push him?
I think at least is supporting them.
Well, I think we're supporting them, but we're just maybe ought not to be at the table. Under the circumstances.
And you need to be at the table for them to take it seriously.
Okay. 888-302-3684. You agree with that, Kenny?
I go back and forth on it.
I don't know. I'm tired of us being the police for every country in the world.
Yep. Gets to be.
I'm not saying we have to be the ones on the front line, but we certainly have to be in a supportive role where we go, yeah, we've got your back. If we do.
I think that's implied. That's understood.
Sure.
That's part of it. I think
Russia has bigger fish to fry, though. They're in trouble. Their economy is serious whack right now.
Right. Yep.
And if that lasts much longer, Vlad's going to be having to look inside his borders for the troops attacking him.
Mm-hmm. The situation in Alabama today, after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that made it the 37th state to allow same-sex marriages, Alabama is fighting its controversial chief justice, a guy named Roy Moore, has ordered judges to ignore the high court and not issue any marriage licenses to anybody who's gay. The Human Rights Campaign, which is a pro-gay marriage group, did a survey, found that at least 53% of Alabama's 67 counties were not issuing same-sex marriage licenses yesterday.
I will say this.
Yes, Will? Rich?
You tell me where a state has decided something on their own that hasn't been turned over by a federal court? Do states even have any say in what happens locally anymore?
This is the pecking order, though. If the local government, your town, your city, your municipality, passes something, like when we have our town meeting in Framingham, I'm on the town meeting,
right,
and we go through all the articles, and then we send them in to the state attorney general for him to ratify what we have done. We can't say or do what it is that we vote on in our own town unless the state says that's okay.
Right.
And then, now, to follow back on what you're saying, the state can enact a law, but the laws that are enacted by the state go to the U.S. Justice Department to be reviewed, and if there's anything in there, like if they figure there was a problem with, what's the terminology that I'm looking for, and I can't find it, discrimination is one of them, but if they look at it and they say, it has to go to Delta and Northwest. They go to the Justice Department to make sure that it's okay, there's no conflict. Well, of course there's a conflict, but that they rubber stamp it. And that's what a lot of these state laws get rubber stamped by the Justice Department, but sometimes they throw a monkey wrench into it. And then what the state has voted to do, like in this circumstance, the Alabamans don't want gay marriage. So the feds say, yep, you got to have gay marriage. And the state says, no, we're not going to do it.
That's wrong.
Which is wrong? Which scenario is wrong?
If the state decides that they want to be pro-gay, anti-gay, whatever it is, whatever they want, they should be able to decide it. Why do we have states? We don't have states. We might as well get rid of the borders of the states, because we don't have states anymore.
17 before the hour. In a moment, more on the Brian Williams case and other TV news here on Good Day.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond? Last one down by George!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he can win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
TV time. Jen Jen's not here. She's back every year. What is that? Yesterday I couldn't do consonants. Today I can't do vowels. Have you noticed that?
Can't wait till tomorrow.
Tomorrow's punctuation.
Kenny's got such a great sense of humor. 15 before the hour. Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden. Netflix announced its Cuban expansion yesterday.
Cuban expansion? They're taking over Cuba?
One of the first American companies to take advantage of the president's edict to reopen diplomatic and business ties with the U.S. and Cuba, launching Netflix in Cuba, part of their global expansion. They're launching in China and Japan. They entered Latin America in 2011. Now have 5 million subscribers down there. This is nothing but a cash machine. Cash machine. It is amazing. The video from Brian Williams and the stories being written about him and the audio and this, his rescue plan is crumbling. A lot of his friends in the business have been pleading for mercy, but this thing has turned so toxic, it's not clear whether he will ever be back in the anchor chair. My bet is that he will not be. The original plan was for him to apologize, get off the air for a couple of days. He was going to go on David Letterman, and they pulled him out of that. The apology was so weak. And listen to this. This is an excerpt of a conversation that Brian Williams had with a Stars and Stripes reporter about these remarks that he made being hit while the helicopter was traveling in Iraq.
I had multiple guys tell me that they remember immediately after this, the news coverage, this was within days of it, that you and NBC had reported that you were on the aircraft in this first broadcast. So is that not true?
On the which aircraft?
That you were on the aircraft that was hit.
No, I think I correctly reported, as I did in my blog in 08, that I was on the aircraft behind the one that was hit. It was not, because I knew we had all come under fire, I guess I had assumed that all of the airframes took some damage because we all went down. Also, remember, adding to the fear of the moment was the fact that we unhooked. Our loadmaster let loose a huge, our cargo. So you go through this over torque where you rise in the air before you settle, despite what was some dandy piloting by the crews of all three aircraft. It was like landing on the surface of the moon. And I'm going to have a far different recollection than the professionals who, these are the guys, and I think maybe you know more than I do. Was it a mixture of Big Windy out of Germany and Air National Guard from the States? That's what I recall.
Yeah, from Savannah. Yeah, that's correct. And what I was told by one of the crew members who was actually on your Chinook is that you guys were like an hour behind this grouping of three Chinooks who were out in front, and that three Chinooks out in the front came under fire, and the middle one was hit.
And that's the first I've heard of that. I did not think we were in trail by that far. I think that's probably a good question for Tim, who I now learn witnessed the overflight, but I could not see in front of us, but I thought we were just in one flotilla, for lack of a better word. That's the first time I've heard that.
Watch a great career crumble before your very eyes.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is kind of a shame. There's a Rasmussen poll out. 40% say Williams ought to resign. 35% disagree with that. 25% are not sure at this point. We'll probably do a poll on it this week as well at DougSteffen.com.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax and then you had some money to spend on something else? like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you, but if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
For those of you who didn't hear the Kanye West rant,
I just know that the Grammys, if they want real artists to keep coming back, they need to stop playing with us. We ain't gonna play with them no more. Dallas, Beyonce video, and Beck needs to respect artistry, and he should have given his award to Beyonce. And at this point, we're tired of it.
We tired of it.
So did
tired of you, Kanye.
Beyonce, get the shaft. Yeah, no. He's the worst spokesperson she could possibly have. 51 after on Good Day.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR kit. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
Michael Levine is now with us, the focus on success, how to get people excited about success, how to do excellent work, how to move ahead. You all know that one of the main themes with me on the Good Day program is how to teach people how to do things. I don't know if teach is, like, sounds too professorial, but I'm really interested in guiding people to success, to doing well. After all, when we all do well, we all do better. So here's Michael Levine, who's had a successful career as a brilliant PR person, helped a lot of the great stars and a lot of people who are household names become more successful. And now he's turned his attention to helping you become successful. The guide to success that he's responsible for is called The Excel Report, thexcelreport.com, T-H-E-E, XCELREPORT, the excelreport.com. Each week he joins me for a visit to talk about success. There are a lot of testimonies. I'm looking at homepage information here. Testimonies from people who have taken your advice, are doing well, people who are delighted with your style and substance. So what are we cooking on this week?
No, first, just thank you for that very kind introduction. The Excel report comes out only twice a month. It's a simple email, and it gives you a story or a topic that talks about how a human being can reach their full potential and how they can avoid traps that sap their full potential. Today's topic, really, Doug, is a very simple one. It's called the library card. The library card. Now, let's start with some basic facts. Only 3% of Americans today possess a library card. That means 97% of Americans drive past the library and 3% drive in. Now, if you choose to get a library card, here's some good news. Number one, it's free. Number two, it has remarkable resources in it. Again, for free. It has books, it has audio tapes, it has DVDs. Many of them educational, many of them entertainment. But even the entertainment material possesses a great capacity to educate. So we say to ourselves, why is that true? Why is only 3% of Americans currently using this free resource? Can you imagine if within 5 years, the population of library card holders in America went from 3% to 10%? Wow! It would be like putting another... Now, remember, that's a huge number of people. That would be like putting 30 million people through college for free if they stayed and worked at it for 4 years. It's remarkable. It would have a tremendous impact. It would have an impact on the people going. It would have an impact on the society. It would be remarkable. You can learn virtually anything in a library. Now, for those of you who enjoy the computer and Google, that is a wonderful resource as well. And if you couple that with a library card, your life is likely to excel significantly. So today's topic is just something simple that you can do for free, and many, 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 the overwhelming majority of Americans don't do it.
It's like having a passport. Most Americans don't have a passport, don't know what goes on outside of our country. Imagine what you can find out about not only our country, your world, our world. It's all there. I was thinking as you were describing it and using the words, the imagination, what I remember about going to the library when I was first in, I think, the second grade. The second grade class would go over across the street to the library, and a lady named Mrs. Nielsen would read us stories, and then we'd go, we want to find more of these stories, and it grew from there. I love to read. You're right. There is a lot of stuff you can get online, but you could put, what a wonderful way of encapsulating what you're saying, suggesting to people they could spend 4 years in a library, not have to pay for an education, look what you could learn, all kinds of things. And by the way, the Excel report is full of all kinds of testimonials aimed at helping you understand how Michael Levine does all of this. The secret to success, a lot of you would be helped greatly by going to theexcelreport.com, a great guide for success, theexcelreport.com. Doug Steffen with Michael Levine here on the Good Day program.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.